Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
After the rain, can hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all and all.
With me as he talks. you just talk to the Lord and let him know that you need him.
Today, today, and we'll never.
My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. We welcome you to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you in his name, in the name of Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm this morning quickly, Psalm 24 in the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, just turn with me to Psalm 24. And we're going to just read something quickly. We are in the month. Please mute your line. We are in the new month of September. Amen. On the Gregorian calendar. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, we're going to start from verse 1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. But he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Lift up your heads, ye gates, the gates up of your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, gates of this new month, the month of September in the Gregorian calendar. Father God, we know we have already entered the Hebrew calendar, Elul. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us into this new season, the season of harvest. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Oh, lift up your head, oh ye gates, even lifting up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory, Selah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this new season. We bless your name. Lord, you do not bring us into a new season without empowering us. So, Lord, we thank you for the empowerment, the anointing that goes with this season in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the mantle of harvest, oh God. Father God, and we thank you. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We thank you for sending laborers. Lord, laborers that worship you in spirit and in truth. Laborers that seek your face, O God. In the name of Jesus, laborers that is in love with you, Lord, that they're in love with you and they want to do what is right in your sight. Laborers, O God, who is there, we follow humility and compassion and love. Laborers, O God, that yearn and is after your right, Father God. We thank you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for multiplication. We thank you for increase. We thank you, Lord, for enlarging our territories in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the shifting in the shifting of your glory, shifting of the new harvest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And these bulls led, yes, Lord, I know it. So thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And we bless you. We thank you in advance. We praise you. We dance to your glory to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, let your perfect will be done in our lives. Let's thank you for redeeming our time. Thank you, Lord, that our will is synchronized to your will. Let your will be done. And that our, oh God, on earth as it is in heaven. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Your word says in Psalm 24, it says in verse 3, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. We repent of all that we have done that's not pleasing to you. In thoughts, in words, in deeds, Lord, have mercy. We want to not only ascend unto your hill, but not only we want to stay in that holy place. Oh, God, we want to live in the holy place. So, Father God, let the Holy Spirit convict us we've done that are not pleasing to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we pray for mercy. We repent, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we repent. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent. We repent in the name of Jesus. We repent in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Bless us, oh, God, from all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart. Oh, God, and renew our right spirit. We pray for mercy for our children, for our grandchildren, mercy for our spouses, mercy, oh God, oh give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So Father God, we thank you for turning beauty to Kenya, oh God, taking us from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor. Thank you for giving us beauty for ashes. Thank you for the increase, enlarging our territory. Thank you like you did with Jabez. Oh, God, you enlarged his territory, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we say thank you. And we thank you that you don't only enlarge our territory. You give us the wisdom to know how to deal with the territory. You empower us. You strengthen us. Oh, God, you give us divine direction. Oh, God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you that the fruitfulness. We thank you, oh, God, for the increase. We thank you, oh, God, for the multiplication. Not only for us, but for our children, seeds of our seeds, our seeds of our seeds, oh, God. Generation from our bloodline, yet unborn doors that worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. You are covenant keeping God, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the opportunity to dwell in your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for uprooting things in our lives that is not pleasing to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the season of harvest, the season of breakthrough, the season of blossoming. Oh, God, we thank you, and we bless your name. Oh, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the blood. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our wounds in the blood of Jesus. Our families in the blood of Jesus, grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our spouses, wherever we are, our jobs, our cars, the blood, the blood, the blood. Father God, we speak healing to our bodies that comes through the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, the blood, oh, God, of Jesus Christ. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, on each and every one of us, under the sound of our voice and doors that are connected to us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the shield of faith. For God, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Huria masat de deca yasa de coria masse. Huria masetria cuye de cayamasa da cuye. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy, O God. We thank you. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless his, your name, O God. We adore you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your holy angels assisting us, ministering to us, doing your biddings in our lives, warring on our behalf. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is always with us, leading us, guiding us, and directing us. Holy Spirit, teaching us into all truth. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And so, Father, no man cometh to you but through Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for the fruits of the Holy Ghost, the nine fruits blooming and blossoming in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, God, we thank you that each and every one of us, son of our voice, knew who we are, our identity in Christ, that we know we carry the DNA of Jesus. So, Father God, we walk knowing that we are sons and daughters of the King, all glorious within, walking in his love, in his grace, in his mercy. Oh, we thank you, oh God. We are a royal diadem in your hands. We are the radiance of your glory, made in your image and likeness. Father God, we thank you for shielding us with favor. We thank you, Lord, that we are your ambassadors. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that you're taking us into more prayer to communicate with you more, to spend more time with you, intimate moments. We thank you that we will not be distracted, but we keep our mind focused on you. We thank you for the renewing of our minds in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for souls being saved in the name of Jesus. We thank you for provision in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we bless your name and we give you glory. And we give you honor. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriaku. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So, Father, as I bring this brief word this morning, Lord, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. Oh, God, all of you, almighty God, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for the revelation of your word in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We welcome each and every one of you that's just joining us this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm going to record this because the Lord is speaking.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. We welcome you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Let us get into the Word. Just listen as what the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning. Genesis 1. Hallelujah. And we're going to read starting from verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis 1:26-28. Hallelujah. God blessed them. God blessed them. God blessed them. God blessed them. Hallelujah. God blessed them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless them. Hallelujah. And so when we look at Genesis, We just look at Genesis 1, then let's go to Genesis 2. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name, I'm going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, and the Lord formed man out of dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord planted a garden eastward in Eden. Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Hallelujah. So let's go further. I'm going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. And then we're going to go into Genesis 2, verse 20. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, let's start from 18. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And this is the time Eve was. God pulled Eve out of Adam. God put Adam to sleep. You have time, you can read it. But before that, God had given a commandment, and he said to man, the Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded, that's the commandment, the man say, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, but in the day that thou eateth thereof, thou shalt surely die. So God had already told man, this Adam, he told Adam not to eat of the Garden of Eden, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So then we look in 3 and we know that Genesis 3, that Eve was tempted by the serpent. The serpent rephrased the question. And, of course, Eve was fooled because the serpent was subtle. And Eve ate and gave the fruit to her husband. And then all of a sudden, when this happened, I'm going somewhere with this. The Bible says, Genesis 3, verse 7 says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and sewed thick leaves together and made themselves aprons. So now they made, took thick leaves and made aprons to become. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. My brothers and sisters, let me stop here. Thing was moving and flowing so freely, beautiful in the Garden of Eden, until sin entered. And when sin entered, what do you think happened? It was the shifting. A shifting now, not from God's will, because man decided to move into his will, God's will. Man made that decision. Even though God had told them to eat from that tree, they followed, they was fooled, and they followed, and they ate from that tree. Eve gave it. The fruit to Adam, Adam ate. And then Adam fell asleep. He said, it's the woman you gave me, but I want you to pay attention to the shifting. When that happened, the whole earth shifted. Just imagine the birds, the animals. Just imagine the ocean. Just imagine. There was a shifting. Hallelujah. There was a shifting. Because men have moved from good now to evil. That means Satan now had come and fooled them and taking that authority. So there was a shifting. Shifting. They had everything going so good for them. And there are times in our lives we have these things going good and the enemy comes in. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Shifting, shifting in the atmosphere. You know, we talk about global warming. All those things that's happening now. There was a shifting, shifting. Hallelujah. Shifting because of sin. Shifting took place. So let's look at John, the book of John. Hallelujah. Verse and 28, everything is connected. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. First of all, we know Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane said, not my will, but thy will be done. Then we look at John 19, verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. Not a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and he still a sponge of sour wine, put it on the high up on his mouth. So when Jesus has received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Hallelujah. What did Genesis 3, to go back to Genesis 3, there was a shift in Genesis 3, but what did God say? He said, I will put enmity between thee, verse 50, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy hand, and thou shall bruise his heel. So Genesis 3:15 was fulfilled when Jesus said, it is finished. So what happened to earth was everything was shifted back spiritually into God's divine order. In Genesis, in Matthew 27:52-53, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. There was a shift. Hallelujah. A shifting now from death to life. Jesus came, he finished it all. He paid the price. Hallelujah. And shifting, coming back into God's divine order. Shifting, going back into the spiritual Garden of Eden. Shifting. Jesus has done it and paid that price for us. And we're still in the same old place. When we're made sin, because we don't have that knowledge, and we're not even seeking to get that revelatory knowledge to get back. God has already done it spiritually. We need to come into it physically. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me to tell you in your life, spoke a prophetic word in your life. As long as you are walking in his will, prophets will tell you, no, we have to be in obedience to his will. If we're not in obedience, those prophetic words will not be fulfilled. It will go to your children, your seed, if they continue if they walk in God's will. Everything, God is a covenant-keeping God. What is a covenant? God keeps his covenant. It's an agreement. You do this, I'll do that. Now, if you don't do it, it will go to your seed. It will go to this generation, but it will not come to you yourself to enjoy it. It will go to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. His promises are yes and amen. So what God promised us, it comes for you. When he gives you something, it comes for your bloodline. Amen? In the name of Jesus. But it just don't happen like that. In God, we have to be obedient, not our will, but his will. Then the shifting comes when we seek him and thirst after righteousness, sickness. Because you see, God looks at the heart of man. He doesn't look, because we can act one way for our heart and say another thing. God looks at the purity of our heart. Who can ascend unto, I started with Psalm 25. He that has a clean hand and in a pure heart, clean hands and pure heart. How is your heart towards your maker? How is your heart towards your fellow men? Who look for excuses? The woman made me do it because my friend did this, I did that. Do look for excuses. Sometimes you need to accept all times the people are responsible with their responsibility. When we make wrong decisions and we do wrong things, we're supposed to accept that we did these things wrong. Come into repentance. Let the Holy Spirit, allow the Holy Spirit to convict us and come into repentance so we can walk in the covenant blessings of Almighty God. Jesus came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. John 10:10, and right in that scripture, the thief coming but to steal, kill, and destroy. My brothers and sisters, the shifting, hallelujah, it's up to you, it's up to me. Are you ready? Hallelujah, because I saw many of you are telling the lads to get yourself some clocks. The shifting took place, shifting into the blessings and the promises of God. But if we are not obedient, we'll not eat. I'm not talking about obedience. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land and continue. We need that spirit of obedience. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I need you to help me, to guide me. Lord, I got this bad habit. I got this bad mouth. Lord, I got this. You come and you confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You don't have to confess it. You don't have to go on the radio or the TV to confess you. It's between you and God. You tell God, look, these things are bothering. I need you to help me. That's why the Holy Ghost is there. Because he wants you. Look at David. Look at the things that David, but yet and still, he was a man after God because he was honest before God. Look, I did this. I did that. God already sees what we do. So while we need to come before him honestly, yet there are some things in our life we try to get rid of and say, we need the Holy Spirit. Come before him. Whatever is bothering you, whatever is bugging you, I want everyone here to walk in the covenant blessings of God. You want to enjoy it. You want to be dead. Okay, we want our children, but you don't want to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Yes, you want your children to taste it too. So even when you obedient, it still goes to your children. That's what we got to pray for the next generation so they can receive also. I want my children to receive Christ. I want my children to live a right life. I want to talk to my grandchildren, tell them about Jesus, just like my grandmother told me, to us about Jesus. I want to be a part because I want my grandchildren to receive the walk in the covenant blessings. I want their lives to be far better than what mine was. I want to let them know now. I didn't have the opportunity that, like they have. I want them to know about the goodness of God and how faithful God is. I want them to know about Jesus. I want them to know about the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I want them to know. Do not compromise the stuff with God. No, don't do it. God spoke to me yesterday as I was in my kitchen. He said, my daughter, look what is happening. My glorious seed. Put my glorious seed in poop. What do you think he's talking about? His seed. God killed for his seed. He doesn't want us to sell his seed. He was talking about homosexuality. Realism, all those things. But we compromise. We shook up on these things because we don't want people to turn against us. I'm not saying God loves every one of us. He loves homosexual. He loves the homosexual. He loves the lesbian, but he hates sin. He loves the adulterer, He hates that sin, the sin of adultery. He loves the liar, but he hates the sin of lies. So when you are consumed with those things in your life, you have bitterly, we are habitually walking. I'm not talking about those who go to God with a repentant heart. People who are habitually, they're not even asking the Holy Spirit to help them. They enjoy living in sin. My brother, you want to enjoy this shifting and this season of harvest and to stay in and grow from glory to glory, strength to strength, wisdom to wisdom? Let it be the will of Almighty God. You want your children, your grandchildren from generation, you want to receive generational wealth? When I'm talking about wealth, I'm talking about wisdom and knowledge increase. You want to do the will of God. And the Lord said to tell some of you, some people cannot go with you on this journey because they have not come to that point in their walk with God. You remember Abraham had to leave those people that went within the men. And here, Isaac was his sacrifice, had to go up yonder by themselves. And some friends cannot go with you on this journey because they're, you have to cut off from them. Well, I mean, you still love them, you speak to them. Otherwise, you will not receive those friends because they're still doing things intentionally that you might not even know of. And it's time for you to receive. Pray for your friends, pray for your family, for one another. The word is shifting has occurred. And it's for you to enter into that season of harvest. In Jesus' name, the Lord has redeemed your time, has redeemed my time, and bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the birthing in 9th month. We thank you for the releasing. We thank you for redeeming our time. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody that suffered from, I see a lady with, I don't know if it's fibroids or some cells around you, something with your uterus, whatever, but the Lord is healing you. Hallelujah. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I just see the Lord moving all those low, those low cysts. Even, you know, he's removing those things from you right now, even as we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see healing taking place right now. Those, some of those things we have turned into malignant cells that we have turned into cancer, but the Lord is removing it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the healing taking place. And Father God, many of us I do not know what goes on in my body, what's happening. But Lord, let everything come into alignment with your will and purpose. Heal us, redeem us, restore us. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.
Remember, the season has shifted, your season of harvest, your season of fruitfulness, your season of increase, your season of multiplication, all that the Lord has released, he will give us that wisdom. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.